Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Happy New Year, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us for another podcast.
This is our first podcast of 2017.
That's right, our very, very first podcast. And, you know, I have to admit, we've been bad. We didn't put out any podcasts here for the last couple weeks.
We were on a bit of a hiatus.
Oh, my goodness. It just got a little bit crazy there towards the end of December.
Yeah, a much-needed break.
So we're very sorry if you were looking...
Missing us.
Yeah, missing us and looking forward to those podcasts. And but it was just... two nuts around that time, and so we took a little break.
Well,
and
we went on a trip.
We did.
So
we
and did. Normally when we go on a trip, we always like pre-podcast.
Yeah,
you know, we'll have a few in store. Yeah, we'll like, you know, podcast ahead of time, and then we'll post them, you know, while we're on the trip, or we'll have somebody post them for us.
Right.
But I think we were so busy before we left on the trip that we didn't get a chance to build up a bunch.
Yeah. So it's all good. We didn't build up anything.
So we're sorry.
So we're so sorry. But we're back. We are back, and we are very excited to be starting in a new year. It's always exciting to start new things. And so, again, Happy New Year and welcome to 2017. Mm. So, yeah, as Tina said, we took a little trip, which was awesome. Right after Christmas, we took our kids as their Christmas gift. We took them to New York, all four of our kids. And we only went for 1 week, and that was an amazing week. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun. We did all the touristy things. We went to the Empire State Building. We got to go ice skating at Rockefeller.
That was very cool.
That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That was very exciting.
I'm glad we did that early in the trip, because then I was sore from ice skating the rest of the trip. And we got to walk off the soreness.
That's right.
We did a lot of walking.
Yeah, we did.
We did the subway.
We didn't take one taxi.
That's right.
We did subway and just a lot of walking. And it was great. It was great. It gave the kids a nice New York experience. And we did the 911, mm-hmm. which was just amazing.
The Memorial Museum.
Yeah, the Memorial, mm-hmm. the Museum. And
they did a really nice job with that.
They did.
They were able to pull quite a few artifacts, mm-hmm. like thousands of things that they put in that museum. It was really awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was. We spent a few hours in there. Yeah. And honestly,
I could have spent longer.
Yeah, we could have spent many hours in there.
The kids were just burned out. And the kids were sad. You know what I mean? The kids weren't even... I mean, our three younger kids weren't even born yet when that happened. But they learned a lot, and they were, you know, very sad. You know, and our two little... Or the twins, the seven-year-olds, were like, Mommy, this is too depressing. We need to go.
Yeah.
They kept saying that. Yet every turn we made, they're like, oh, let's go look at that, you know? But yeah, it was... they did a really nice job.
They did. Well, even our 20-year-old, he was in kindergarten, mm-hmm. with during 911, and he has recollection of it. And so, you know, he said that he cried during some of the parts in the museum, mm-hmm. some of the little videos that they were showing. So they did an amazing job. So that is definitely something that we will have to go back to someday. The Statue of Liberty, that was great. Mm-hmm. And we ended up standing in line outside in the cold. For about 3 hours.
We will never do that again.
Yeah, it was great though. It was worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, seeing her up close. It is amazing.
Well, and the kids were, it was cute. The kids were like, oh, she's really green and she's not as big as I thought she was going to be. Those were the comments, but they really thought it was cool.
Yeah, they did. We got to go to Chinatown, mm-hmm. and we went to Tam Wa Tea Parlor for dim sum. And supposedly that is a restaurant that was, used during the last Spider-Man.
Yes,
they filmed a scene
outside of the, I think it's the Nanhua, I think.
Is it the Nanhua Tea Parlor? Okay.
Yeah. It's supposedly the very first dim sum restaurant in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I missed that piece.
They that's had awesome. That. They had that on the front of their window.
That's cool.
Yeah, but that's like the movie Elf, where they've made the best cup of coffee. Right. And he walks in and he's like, exactly. "Congratulations, you've made the world's best cup of coffee." Yeah. Yeah. And there was a lot of Elf references while we were in New York, of course, because we love the movie Elf. So.
Yeah, the kids had a good time doing all. Anytime we'd walk into a coffee shop, if, you know, anything about coffee, oh my goodness.
You've made the best cup of coffee.
The world's best cup of coffee. Yeah. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of, excuse me, a lot of good food. We had Indian, Italian, dim sum. Mm-hmm. And what else? A lot of pizza. Oh, pizza. Ukrainian.
Ukrainian food.
Oh, that was awesome.
Puerto Rican food.
Puerto Rican. Yeah. But the pizza, I have to say, we did Airbnb. And yes, this is a little plug for Airbnb because it was great. We got an apartment, so we were right in the residential area, and there was a little pizza shop right on our corner.
Literally four doors down.
Yeah, the pizza was amazing.
I think we ate pizza every day.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. It's different than here because I noticed that, like, and this is a little TMI, right? Like, but when I eat pizza here in Arizona, like, my butt itches 2 days later. And I know this is really gross, you guys, but it's the yeast. I'll tell you right now, it's the yeast, because pizza has a lot of yeast in the crust. I swear, we ate pizza every day there, and my butt didn't itch the whole time we were there. I was like, yes. So I kept eating pizza. I gotta take advantage of this.
It was good. The pizza was good.
They just must use, like, I don't know what it is. Higher quality, maybe the New York water. I don't know. Higher quality ingredients in the New York water. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, no, it was good pizza. I mean, it's true. We had pizza
almost every
pretty
day.
Pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And they had this pizza that had eggplant on it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. It was like
slices of eggplant
parmesan
baked into a pizza.
Into the pizza.
Like, who comes up with this stuff?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah. It was great. And so, you know, and it was just fun. Like, you know, we had to, you know, we have our kids, the ages are anywhere from 7 to 20. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when Tina and I were planning this trip, we're like, okay, you know, any trip that we plan where we take all four of our kids, we feel like we have to, like, cater to all the ages, you know, to make sure that everybody has a great time. And every single one of them had a great time. Even our oldest, who is getting ready to start school over at Grand Canyon University tomorrow, has texted like two or three times thanking us.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Saying thank you so much.
Yeah, he's getting harder to please, you know. So it's good that we were able to.
It was great. All of them had a great time. Yeah. And
it was a very fun trip. We got to see some shows. We got to see School of Rock on Broadway, which was awesome.
We saw the Rockettes.
Totally awesome. We saw the Rockettes. Yeah. And they were unbelievable. Yeah. So it was just a little bit of everything. Went to the museums and you know, went to the top of the Rock and the Empire State Building. Mm-hmm. So different perspectives in the city, which was really cool. And we walked everywhere. And the kids really hung with us. I was kind of surprised because I thought by halfway through the trip, they'd all be complaining, you know, oh, we don't want to walk anymore. Oh, we're tired. They didn't. And it rained. There was 2 days out of the whole trip where it just rained straight. Mm-hmm. Like it did not stop raining. And we had our umbrellas and we had our boots and we just walked and they didn't care. Like they would jump over puddles and they were just, I think, just had a great time just moving around the city and doing things. And overall, a really, really great trip.
It was.
Hopefully they'll remember for a long time. So
yeah. Well, we came back home.
Yes. We came back at it again.
back to reality. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I went to work out because it had been so crazy over the month of December with at the office, you know, with the practice and just all the activities and different programs, you know, Christmas programs going on with the kids. I had kind of slacked off on the working out. And so I decided to go back yesterday. Yesterday was Saturday.
Dive right in.
try to get my body out of shock and back in. And I tell you what, it's amazing how deconditioned our bodies get. And, you know, and granted, I hadn't worked out for about a month, but our bodies just get so deconditioned.
And so fast.
So fast. And
well, and the cool thing is it doesn't take the body long to get back.
Right.
But you really have to be motivated to get back.
Yes. Right. Well, thank you. That's very encouraging.
It is, yeah.
No, it's true, though. It's true. I think I definitely didn't feel that it was as hard as it has been sometime years ago before we were working out,
regularly.
Mm-hmm. So it didn't feel as tough, but it was a little bit tough. I did a little bit of huffing and puffing towards the end of the class. And, the other thing, too, is we've been just kind of eating off of our regular diet.
It's been the holidays, yeah.
You know, drinking beverages that are typically not on our diet. And so, we've been really off. So now we'll be trying to get back into it now, starting tomorrow, get back into drinking our green smoothies. Mm-hmm. And exercising.
Drinking the appropriate amount of water every day.
Water,
oh, my gosh.
That's right.
That's the thing that's been killing me is that we've just been, especially when we were on our trip, it was really hard to carry 4 water bottles, 5 water bottles.
Yeah, it was hard.
So we definitely did not drink as much on the trip as we normally do, and I felt that.
Yeah, me too. And so, just simple stuff now. As we get back into it this week, we'll be drinking a lot of water. Usually, and we've talked about this on our previous podcast, whenever we come back from vacations, the first week we usually drink a lot of soup, just to kind of detox our body and just kind of get it recharged again.
Absolutely.
So we'll probably be doing a lot of soup this week, and just really flooding our body with a lot of water and exercise. That's going to help also.
Mm-hmm.
And
really excited for the new year.
Me too.
Yeah, we've got a lot of new things coming. I mean, for those of you that are on our newsletter list or who are avid listeners, we did a price shift on our supplements starting in the new year. So I just might want to make sure everybody knew that. Every single supplement that we have, the enzymes, the probiotics, the detox, the greens, the salts, everything is going to $35 flat, including tax. So we're trying to make getting well really easy. We have our core 4 supplements that you can now mix and match. So if you want to get 2 enzymes and 2 probiotics for our core 4 price, you can do that now.
Mm-hmm.
We also created a Fabulous 5 package for $155 flat. That includes the salts with the core 4. But again, you can mix and match. So if you want to do, the core 4 plus an extra enzyme, for example, you can do that for the Fabulous 5 price. So, because I know a lot of people go through the enzymes a little bit faster.
Right.
So just wanted to make sure everybody knew about the price change. If you are, if you have that 10% lifetime discount with us because you've purchased one of our programs in the past, we are still honoring that.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
That will be... all those supplements will be discounted 10% still, but just know that when you go to purchase going forward, everything's going to be $35 flat, and that includes tax. So no more tax added on afterward.
That's right. Yeah. So, and like Tina said, a lot of exciting things. Those of you who have signed up with our DNA, our digestive wellness program, our hope and goal for this year, our biggest goal is to really get this out. I mean, over the past year, we were really trying to get it out in our area, just, right here locally. But over this next year, we're going big.
Mm-hmm.
We're going big. Our goal is to get it out nationwide and internationally.
That's right.
Okay, so you know what, we have a lot of exciting things coming up, and we'll keep you guys posted. And get on our website every once in a while. I don't know if you don't get on it at all, please get on it, and if you do get on it regularly, that's wonderful. But check it out, because there's going to be definitely some changes that you'll start seeing. And like Tina said, very excited about 2017. A lot of exciting things coming up. And we hope that you will continue to join us. And we will continue to commit to putting out, at least a couple podcasts a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, we really appreciate your time. We know that you all have, everybody has such a busy schedule, a lot of things going on in our lives. So, the fact that you take the time to listen to our podcasts and that you are on this journey with us means a lot, and we just want you to know that we really appreciate you. So thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on our next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.